Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're talking about bees. We know a lot about the lives of honeybees. Bumblebees, however, still a bit of a mystery. About 70% of the world's 20,000 species live underground, and very few make honey. Protecting wild bees is important to the ecosystem, and that can involve some interesting research. For more, we're joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Tobin Hammer, Assistant Professor of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at UC Irvine. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So your research on how to improve the health of wild bees impacts the health of humans. Explain.
Yeah, so we study the microbiome, which is the community of microbes that lives in and on your body, especially in your gut, on your skin, and we know that it has really important effects on health. And, you know, it's a really hot area of research right now, but there's a lot of experiments that you can't do in humans that you can do in insects. And it turns out that bees are actually a great model for understanding kind of general principles of how hosts like us or like bees interact with the microbiome. There's some interesting similarities. The microbes in the bee gut do similar things. They help digest food. They protect from pathogens. They're also socially transmitted. The bees that we work on for this microbiome research are highly social, like ourselves, and we know that microbes in humans are transmitted socially. You know, for example, people who share the same household tend to converge in what kind of microbes they have. You don't want to think about exactly how that works, but we can study it in kind of more mechanistic detail in bees. So that's why we use them as a model.
That's really fascinating. Now, honeybees, I think they're doing okay. What about the other wild bee populations?
Yeah, so this is a really major misunderstanding. I'm always talking to people about the difference between honeybees and native bees. So honeybees are not native here. They're essentially, you can think of them as livestock. They're like cattle or chickens. They have their own issues. There's certainly been lots of colony losses due to kind of management practices and other things. But to me, the real concern are the thousands of wild bee species that are really important for pollination, but often go unnoticed because we don't keep them in large hives. We often don't notice them. But we know that at least some of them, particularly we have good evidence from bumblebees, that many of them have been declining. So there's a really major need to understand why these declines are happening and try to figure out some ways that we can slow them down or reverse them.
All right, here in the Bay Area, what kind of bees do we have?
There's a really good bee diversity in the Bay Area. California in general, there's lots of bumblebees. What folks are most likely to see on poppies or other flowers and gardens around the Bay Area is the yellow-faced bumblebee. It's very common. There's other bumblebees as well, but there's this huge, huge diversity. Lots of them people may not recognize as bees. Sometimes they're really tiny. They look like wasps. Folks are probably likely to see carpenter bees, which are black and shiny. If you keep your eye out on flowers, you'll notice there's this really amazing diversity out there.
I think a lot of people think bees, I'm going to be stung. Do all bees sting?
All bees can sting, but they won't sting you unless you really bother them. Oh, I should add a caveat, actually, which is that male bees don't sting. The stinger is a modified ovipositor, which is a structure for laying eggs. And so only the females have that. So males, they often pretend like they're going to sting you, but they can't. And if you know how to identify like a male bumblebee from a female bumblebee, you can just grab it with your hand.
All right.
So it's kind of a fun trick.
Well, a holiday weekend, a lot of people have a picnic, a barbecue, maybe the bees come around. So just briefly, how do we handle the bees outside? How do we get them away or not get stung?
Well, the biggest thing is to remain calm. A lot of problems happen when people are kind of swatting them. A big issue is with small kids or dogs, that if you're not keeping an eye on them, they may not have ever, you know, encountered a bee before, and they'll grab it and then get stung, and then they'll learn the lesson. But of course, you know, there's concern about people who are allergic. And it's especially important to carry an EpiPen if you know that you're allergic.
All right. Well, it's fascinating research that you're doing. And, of course, we want the bees to live on, and we want to live in harmony with them. Tobin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tobin Hammer, Assistant Professor of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at UC Irvine.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.